Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While the sun is essential for life on Earth, it's also capable of producing violent storms that can wreak havoc on our technological infrastructure. Ephraim Fishback, professor of physics at Purdue University, reveals a discovery that could provide advance warning of dangerous solar flares.
The phenomenon of natural radioactivity is the process by which the nucleus of an atom spontaneously breaks apart, leaving lighter nucleus behind and giving off other particles and energy. Until recently, it was believed the rate at which an isotope of a radioactive element decayed was an intrinsic property of that isotope, which was unaffected by its external environment. However, beginning in the 1980s, experiments started to show small annual variations in the decay rates of some isotopes. There's now mounting evidence that something emanating from the sun is affecting the decay process. This inference was further strengthened in December 2006 as a result of an experiment I was carrying out with my colleague Jerry Jenkins on the isotope manganese 54. When we looked at our data the day after a solar storm, we noticed that the decay rate of our sample experienced a sizable dip, exactly coincident with the time of the storm. More importantly, we noticed that the decay rate began to drop approximately 40 hours before there was any hint of a storm. This so-called precursor signal has now been observed in our data on several occasions by my student Tuzni Mosanali. We have proposed that an array of such radioactive detectors could provide an early warning system in advance of an impending storm. Solar storms are a significant threat to our lives because they can damage or destroy power grids, communication satellites, and almost anything else that runs on electricity. Our hope is that the development of an early warning network based on these precursor signals could provide sufficient early warning to allow us to put satellites and power grids into safe modes, which would mitigate damage that might occur during a solar storm.
That was Ephraim Fishback of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
And I'm not your captive. Turn me loose tonight.